In the name of Jesus,
amen.
Besides being finals week, the last week of the quarter, with a number of things weighing down upon us and coming at us at an alarming rate, this is also a time of year when it's easy to get sick. Colds and the flu and various kinds of respiratory crud seem to be making the rounds. Almost everybody I know either had it or has it or feels like they're getting it. And according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, there are lots of unpleasant, contagious diseases that you can catch. This may not be the best time of year to look at the CDC website. Did you know that in this country there are more than 125,000 new cases of hepatitis A every year? Over 150,000 new cases of hepatitis B? More than 16,000 people die of acquired immunodeficiency syndrome or AIDS? Oh, and that's just in this country. Worldwide, the number of AIDS deaths is something like 2 million each year. And that includes 300,000 children. AIDS isn't even at the top of the list of the wicked stuff people catch and die of. Malaria kills almost three times as many children each year as AIDS, and measles is pretty high on the list, too. When you have a widespread outbreak of a contagious infectious disease, it's called an epidemic. And if it spreads around the world, then it's a pandemic. And some of those worldwide infections have changed history, like the Black Death of the Middle Ages. In 1918, a particularly nasty strain of the H1N1 influenza virus swept around the world and killed 25 million people in 25 weeks. And eventually killed more people than World War I. The scientists, helpful, cheerful fellows that they are, at the CDC expect that another global outbreak, another pandemic of another serious, deadly strain of flu could be coming in the near future. Get your shots. In the case of the Black Death, or the 1918 flu, we don't know exactly how or where the disease started. But sometimes doctors and scientists can trace the spread of an epidemic back to a specific individual, the very one in whom the disease first showed up and from whom all other infections can eventually be traced. That individual, sometimes known by name and sometimes just theoretically, is called the index patient or patient zero. Maybe the most famous patient zero was an apparently healthy cook by the name of Mary Mallon, who was, although she wasn't sick herself, she was a carrier of typhoid fever, and she earned the nickname Typhoid Mary by infecting 47 people until they tracked her down and put her in quarantine. Now, I've been inoculated. I've been vaccinated against typhoid and against yellow fever and a number of other infectious diseases just as a precaution. When I travel internationally, I carry this yellow card as an official record that I've been inoculated and that therefore, presumably, I can't be patient zero of a new epidemic or pandemic, not just for typhoid, but for meningitis and polio and hepatitis, various kinds, and I don't know what. It's not only a good idea to get your shots, it's also sometimes the law to not show up at an international airport without your yellow card. But there is a larger pandemic which the CDC and the World Health Organization are not tracking or monitoring. The infection has spread further and done more damage than influenza, tuberculosis, hepatitis, malaria, and HIV/AIDS all combined. In fact, although the disease started with just one man, one patient zero, it has now spread universally through the entire world and has infected every man, woman, and child on the planet. It is a deadly killer. Untreated, it is always fatal. And indeed, it is the original and ultimate cause of all death. What I'm describing, of course, is sin. It's not a physical disease caused by bacteria or viruses or some other tiny beastie, but a deadly corruption of human creatures that turns us away from God, our Creator, and inward on ourselves. Our text today describes sin as if it were a fatal and contagious disease that has covered the world in a horrible pandemic. Sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin. And so death spread to all men because all sinned. Starting with one human being, this plague of sin has spread universally to all of us without exception and with fatal consequence. We know the identity of the index patient of the global pandemic of sin. Patient zero, sinner zero, is Adam. It started not with biological agent of some kind, but with a volitional act in which he turned away from God and severed the relationship of fear and love and trust toward the Creator for which he and we had been designed and made and formed. The result? Well, you know the result. The result is death. Sin passed from him to his children, and death was the symptom and result of sin. Sin, death. Sin, death. Sin, death. From generation to generation, from father to son and mother to daughter, through the whole broken history of our infected species, until one time, one man, one unique and unprecedented case broke the chain of contagion and infection. He did not contract the disease of sin, and yet he died. And the result of his solitary righteous action and of his unique sinless death was that this Jesus Christ became the new patient zero, the utterly singular starting point of something entirely new in the history of the world, contagious life. This is something totally new, because this contagious life is stronger than death and sin and overcomes evil. You see, we seem to operate most of the time on the assumption that sickness is actually stronger than health, that death is more powerful than life, that evil is contagious while good is isolated and vulnerable. And those assumptions might fit our human experience. After all, if a healthy person comes in contact with one who has, say, the flu, and they sneeze on each other, then the healthy person is more likely to get sick than the sick person is to suddenly feel better. Mosquitoes don't bite healthy people and then fly off and make people with malaria get better. It works the other way around. A healthy cook who forgets to wash his hands doesn't accidentally make a bunch of sick people get well. Fact is, I feel kind of sick just talking about these diseases. See, health seems weak and vulnerable. Sickness seems strong and powerful. And we see sin working in the same way. It spread inexorably from sinner zero, from Adam, to every person on the planet. And there is no natural immunity that protects a few special individuals from its power. Our inherited infection, the fact that we are ourselves embroiled and entangled from birth in this humanity, which is still distorted and condemned, always makes us more likely to yield to its corruption than to resist its power. And yet, this new patient zero, not of contagious sin and death, but of contagious life, has appeared with his new and uncorrupted contagious life, life which comes to us not as an overpowering plague, but as a free and miraculous gift. And the free gift is not like the trespass, not like the sin which has resulted in condemnation, spreading death all over the world. No, the righteous act of the second Adam, the new patient zero of the contagious life, spreads the grace of God and restored righteousness and life to everyone it touches. His gift is stronger than the curse. His health is stronger than the disease. When he touches lepers, instead of them infecting him, he cleanses them. When he touched dead people, he's not contaminated or infected or corrupted. He makes them alive. When Jesus receives sinners like us, he is not contaminated by our guilt, but sinners like us are remade to be right with God through our contact with him. The righteous obedience of this one man, Jesus, was not swamped and snuffed out by the sin of the world, as we might expect based on our experience of how powerful it is. Instead, the new pandemic of life has begun to work the other way. For as by one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by one man's obedience the many will be made righteous. God in Christ has started a new pandemic of grace, forgiveness, and life, which is stronger than the ancient corruption of sin. You and I have been touched by that powerful healing grace and brought into contact with the source of this contagious life. From him to us, and now through us, that life is spreading everywhere. It is not like the disease. This health of sin forgiven is stronger than what we inherit from Adam. Thanks be to God, who heals us and makes us carriers of his contagious life. In the name of Jesus Christ.